Hi, this is Marian Samuel from the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse in Antigua. Every Wednesday at 12:30 p.m., we interview a guest about real-life issues from the Caribbean. Welcome to Lighthouse Conversations, a time to explore the issues surrounding your everyday existence. Your family, your community, your environment, your health and safety habits, your lifestyle, both physically and spiritually, will all be discussed here on Lighthouse Conversations. Let's get started and see just what we can learn to better your life. Welcome to our final episode for Lighthouse Conversation with Officer Number 26, Clinton Williams of the Royal Police Force of Antigua, Barbuda. I am Marian Samuel, and we are discussing innovative ways that we as parents, guardians, teachers, society in general, can use to help each other and at the same time help our youths to overcome many of the challenges that they face on a daily basis. So respecting the family and among peers and strangers, I know you were even talking about investment, investing in your child. Should respect be as important as an asset?
Yes. I asked my kids, not only when I was at youth intervention, if I am a bad person, would you have listened to me? Mm-hmm. They said, no. If I was doing opposite of what I am telling them, would you have listened to me? They said, no. So you see, actions and words go together. Sure. Words and action goes together. Now, respect, as small as they are, I am older, but respect goes both ways. Not because I'm big, I demand respect. No, I give those who are smaller than I am, the little baby, I give them respect because they are human. They are part of humanity. They are part of society. And we have to show love. Now, on a business point of view, now, if I'm rude, snobbish, disrespectful, boisterous, when I go to advertise, they're going to say, who, he? I mean, I don't know business with he. Because it's a torn off by what they see and what they hear. But because they have encountered me, and based on that, they, hey, I'm recommending you for such and such. I'm giving you my number. Just like a lady called me yesterday. A friend of mine, son, is giving some problem. You're still at youth intervention? No, I'm not at youth intervention. But I still try to help and assist because that's God's mandate to help the youth. They are our future. They can be tweeted, meaning they are our investment, meaning that if they're a little bit to the left side, because they're young, they're flexible, they can be straightened. You can't bend an old tree.
No, you cannot.
Hello? A million people joined together cannot bend that tree. It will overpower us. Definitely. And that's what is happening to our society.
Yes.
Some of our parents are either too tired, too weak, or just doesn't have the energy or the wisdom to deal with certain situations. But when they were younger, they didn't think that it was priority.
Yes.
So they were looking at the wrong things, so now it become a thorn in their flesh. Do you know how many parents are using their pension to take, map up, or clean up the situation with their sons, daughters, or even grandkids, when they should have been using that money as a means of, you know, let me just enjoy my retirement. Let me go for a cruise. Let me just spend the weekend on the beach at Coco's or Tamburan Hill or Jack Hill's. I'm just saying.
No, yes,
or let me go Montserrat.
Yes.
Or go Montserrat, go St. Lucia, go St. Kitts, you know. So, and they're crying, and that is their wish, that they wish that they know what they know now. Did they do it, put it in place?
Do you think that the way we were disciplined when we were younger, do you think that would be effective in our age now? I know there has been a couple months back, especially when it comes to sparing not the rod and spoiling the child was a big thing. Do you think right now, if we go back to that time when how we were disciplined. I know some of the discipline a long time ago was kind of abusive. You know, the flinging of the this. Mm-hmm, as soon mm-hmm, if mm-hmm. I get something in my hand, I fling it at you and stuff. Mm-hmm. But the way we were disciplined in a proper way, so we can say, listen, I am happy for that, what I got from my mom now or my dad now, because it makes me who I am today. Should we be going back to those times?
Yes and no. Mm-hmm. Yes. Discipline must be maintained.
Yes.
Because, one, as they say, the good book say, prevention better than a power cure.
Mm-hmm.
Bend a tree when he's young than when he's old. No. It's better the child cry now and you laugh later.
Yes.
Rather than the child laugh now, you laugh now and cry later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to say, if you didn't know. Now, you see a child, as a parent, you observe, especially mothers, because they're the ones that spend most of the time with their children. Because I'm a working dad, basically, policing, photography, farming. So basically, my wife would spend most of the time with our daughter
mm-hmm.
and with our son,
mm-hmm.
you know. But when I do spend time with them, it's important. I'd mm-hmm. never neglect that. But she would have a little bit more frequency than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like one time, I told her, stay home, study, make sure you listen to your mommy, don't get in no trouble, whatever. They're not really troublesome kids,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
sometimes things come up, the cracks mm-hmm. come up, but you
yes.
have to rectify them.
Mm-hmm.
So while she was doing some studies or reading or whatever the case may be, she indicated that she wants some fresh air. So her mom said to her, do not go downstairs, because it's a two-story house.
Mm-hmm.
Do not go downstairs, stay upstairs. So while her mom went about doing her business, she eluded and went downstairs. So when her mom saw that she was not there, called out to her, she did not answer. She answered when she was back in position,
mm-hmm.
but she didn't know that her mom knew that she was not there.
Mm-hmm.
So her mom asked her, did you go downstairs? No, mommy.
Mm-hmm.
So she asked again, you didn't go? So okay, no problem. So she thinks she mommy crazy. So when I got home, her mom relayed to me what transpired during the day. So I asked her, I called her name and I said, excuse me, did you went downstairs? Yes, daddy. So I asked her, so why are you telling mommy you didn't go downstairs, but you're telling me you go downstairs, you're telling me the truth? Because I have insisted.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the man role in the home
mm-hmm.
is very important.
Important.
Now get me wrong, mm-hmm. both parents are very vital and important. The man are more important than the woman are more important than the man. But I'm just saying, the man has the authority. She
yes.
told her mom, no. And I just asked her one time,
mm-hmm.
X, Y, Z, ta, ta, ta. Mm-hmm. Did you go downstairs? Yes, daddy. Why did you go downstairs?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I'm going to beat you. Not because you go downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
We're not beating you because you go downstairs. We're beating you. I am beating you
mm-hmm.
because you lied.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom, the one she lied to,
mm-hmm.
she cried, mommy,
mm-hmm.
cry out for mommy for pacify
mm-hmm.
from sparing her from getting some more lashes. Like the other day we were laughing about it and
mm-hmm.
I said, if only you do what you were told to do, you would mm-hmm. not have been in any problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all you had to do was to be honest
right.
and say, mommy, yes, I went mm-hmm. downstairs despite you telling me
mm-hmm.
not to go downstairs.
Right.
Your mommy might should have been annoyed, but she would not have been so overly annoyed. So hear this. Many people, they want to do what they feel like, when they feel like, however they feel like, without any consequences.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God said the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
So there is punishment for sin,
mm-hmm.
for wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
There's not reward.
Mm-hmm.
You do wrong, there's no reward.
Mm-hmm.
You do good, there's reward.
Mm-hmm.
You have, if you're in Deuteronomy chapter 28, read it for yourself, persons. Deuteronomy 28, from 1 to 14 are the
mm-hmm.
blessings.
Mm-hmm.
And 15,
mm-hmm.
if because you're disobedient, these are the mm-hmm. things that are going to come on you.
Mm-hmm.
Not because of God is bad, but he said, whatever you sow,
mm-hmm.
you reap.
Right.
The good you do, come back. The
mm-hmm.
bad you do, come back. So, likewise, if we allow our kids
mm-hmm.
to do whatever they feel like, whenever they feel like, however they feel like, you're going
right.
to create a problem. You are a child. You're living under your parents' roof until 18. Well, sometime you could prolong. Mm-hmm. Once you behave yourself, you could prolong. You could live there as long as you when you're ready for marriage, you go. I'm just saying. But once you are obeying, adhering to the rules and regulation, hey, we want you there.
Yes.
If you feel you're too big than that, there, mommy, a time for leave. Not before you're 18. I'm sorry.
Right, exactly.
Not before you're 18.
Not before.
Respect your parents. What you don't like, don't give, because the what goes around comes around. What goes around comes around, and you're not gonna like that. And sometimes you play manhood, womanhood, and who have to mop up after you? Your same parents that you rude, being rude or disrespectful to. But we have a forgiving heart.
Of course.
Forgiveness is the key. You must be willing to humble yourself, acknowledge that you have done wrong, correct your mistake, and move forward.
Yes. Trust and acceptance. So trust is the foundation of any relationship, and we know that trusting in God. That's the foundation right there. But in a relationship, you have to trust. So is it important to accept your teens as they are, and so you can be able to build that trust?
Okay. So children, our children, they have characteristics, whether knowingly or unknowingly, from daddy, mommy, traits from each family side. And we know sometimes, like, there's some family members that boys just there, always in a problem. Or they're very respectful, hardworking, honest. We just have to pray that our children turn out the best, but we have to pray for them. Not everything we can accept. Yes, we're meeting them at their level, right? We're going to their level to not to suppress them, but to lift them out of the pit. I love this psalm. Psalms 30 verses 1 say, I will extol you, Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to have dominion over me. Yes? So, wisdom. You must have wisdom. You must be humble. You must be thankful. You must be teachable. Some kids behave as if they know it all. Maybe because they have been by themselves for too long. So they have that egotistical attitude. That they're always right. So, yes, parents need to hear their children out. Just listen them. Just listen them until they finish what they're saying. Give them a voice. It's not all about, oh, I'm missing this. And no, you don't want to push your child away. Listen to them. Talk to them. Love them unconditionally. The bad, you can't love the bad. You have to shun the bad. And embrace and enhance the good. Nurture the good. But you have to love them, but don't spoil them. No manipulate them, no make them manipulate you. Don't give in to their wishes because they think that, don't spoil your kids. Because if you spoil your son, that means he'll be looking to be spoiled by his wife.
Right.
If you spoil your daughter, she'll be looking to her husband to spoil her. So I tell my daughter, your education is important. But you must have the right attitude. She's a little bit sassy sometimes. Yeah? So we have to bring she down and lift she up sometime. And I say, hey. Like she said, Daddy, you know, I thank God for you and Mommy. You know, you all are a good parents and everything. Like, you mean well for me. But sometimes, you know, I understand. She debate everything. Like a day, she tell me, she wanted us to take her tablet to school. And I was going to interject. So her mom was saying, I don't think you're using a tablet because you get your books now. She didn't get her books. So she said, some of the notes that they're giving is not in the book. So she screenshot, take pictures of the tablet to save time for write, screenshot, and so on. So I was trying to interject to let her know. And the child shut me up. She said, Daddy, I'm speaking. Then she, no, you could laugh. That's okay. These are the it's real life issues. It's no sugarcoating. Real life issues we're dealing with. And it so happened that she was about to go through the door. So I said, Katania, her name is Katania. Katania. And she said, Daddy, I'm speaking. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I said, have a blessed day. Take care of yourself. And I love you very much. Have a good day at school. Because I couldn't get in. And then I was talking to my wife after she left. And I said, I believe the reason why she was trying to shut me down or didn't want to hear me at that time is because she thinks that I would have said, leave the tablet at home. So she didn't want to hear that. So she was just telling me, Daddy, I'm speaking, Daddy, I'm speaking. And she don't like when people interrupt her and whatever. I say, okay, cool, no problem. And then later we had a discussion. So I said, no, what I was going to tell you, honestly, and I tell the mom, I would have given you the benefit of the doubt that you could hide from us. But everything that you say and do, everything that you do in the darkness will come to light, right? So whether you try to manipulate us, deceive us, that you're using it to screenshot your notes, okay, go ahead, use your tablet. Everything will come out. We'll find out, you know? So she said, Dad, I would not do that. I said, but you need to listen to me. I am listening to you, but you are going through the door. At which time would you want me to talk to you? When you don't go through the door? It's not easy. You have to pray. And not every word that come out of your mouth as a parent, you have to bridle your mouth. Because one word can lift her up or lift him up, or one word can crush their spirit. So we can't be wrong and want to be strong and think that they got the child, they have to accept everything. So we have to be level. We give them respect and they give us respect. We tell them the truth, they tell us the truth. We are accountable to them, they must be accountable to us. Because sometimes I tell my wife how my day is going to go, what I'm going to do. So, hey, I'm doing a wedding, so I love you guys. I'll talk to you guys later. So this is the duration. As soon as I'm finished doing an event or if I'm doing my farming, then the available time, I call them and so on.
When you were talking about the trust and so forth, and then communication, it opens a lot of possibilities for us and our children, and especially where trust is concerned, because, you know, they trust us so much, and the possibility, it's endless. So that's why communication is very important.
There is one thing I want to think, it just came on me, that parents are parents to our children. We are parents to our children and other people's children. But we must not stoop to become friends with our children. Wrong is wrong. I remember one time there was a boy, he wasn't doing so well behaviorally, and he took the keys from his mom to go in the car, and he wanted was to start the car in my presence, and he's underage, and I said, excuse me, why you no? And but she has allowed him to do that. So now I was telling him he cannot do that. He became upset, angry. I tell my daughter, I tell my son, yes, I love you. No, I love you. Wait, I love you. When I say either one, I love you. I don't love you any less.
Exactly.
I tell my kids, do not watch where nobody have. Work hard, work smart, work honest to achieve what you're going to achieve. And stop comparing yourself with others. Strive for excellence. You're important. Nobody special than you. Nobody more beautiful than you. That God already said it. So you just have to believe it, acknowledge, live it, walk it, and continue to be in that path.
There's a limit. You don't cross that line between being a parent and being a friend.
It boils back to the incident where I mentioned where the mom is saying to the child, tell them I'm not at home. So now it's a situation where you telling your child that. Now your child is going to say, you remember such and such come and you tell me full lie. So now you know. You don't want the child to tell that person at that time when they came, mommy was in the house. So mommy don't want to be exposed. Daddy don't want to be exposed. So the child is holding you now as ransom. Yes. So you owe the child. So you have to give the child what he or she needs because you don't want to open their mouth. And that has been happening very deep in relationship. Daddy bring home other women. Mommy bring home other men. The child see, the child know, but you have to allow the child to do what he or she wants because you don't want your bubble to be burst. You're creating a monster. So now, anything the child asks for, whether he wants it, she wants it, you just give them. They're doing poorly in school. that being rude, disrespectful, bullying, anger issue, the whole works. Mm-hmm. You're just doing because you don't want your secret to be exposed. Mm-hmm. So now that child has a boyfriend and they're underage, they're not 18. Mm-hmm. It's very contradicting and they need to address this. 16 years is a child. Mm-hmm. You cannot vote. Exactly. You deem an adult at the age of 18. You can vote at the age of 18. You can leave home, get married, do everything. You could get your driver's license at the age of 18. You could get your permit leading up to your driver's mm-hmm. license. But it's contradicting that a child is leaving 15, 16 years of age mm-hmm. to go hook up and come back in a whose house.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
I saw a young girl, her mom and her dad is the child parent. She doesn't hold the child. Mm. She carried the child for 9 months, but she didn't do nothing for the child. Mm. The grandmother, and I'm not, now get me wrong, yes, you have to love your children and your grandchildren, but now spoil them. Mm-mm. Let she be responsible. I'm saying in my mind, Lord help us. Mm-hmm. I pray that she does not go and have another child mm-hmm. because the grandmother and the grandfather are doing everything. So she left free. I tell my daughter, get your education, learn a skill, but don't marry no man with their pants down, mm-hmm. a smoke, mm-hmm. a drink, no wife beater, you understand mm-hmm. me? No cursor, no brawler.
Yes.
The Bible says, as a man, I don't remember the exact scripture, but you say, as a man thinketh, so is he.
So is he. Mm-hmm.
Think righteousness, think positive, mm-hmm. think blessings, think success. Not just think, but be a blessing, be successful. Your success doesn't have to be $1 billion one time, but consistently, persistently. It's like, just like I started photography some years back with films, mm-hmm. it was zero a few times, mm-hmm. but I didn't give up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then one, okay. and so on. And then person say, hey, I need you to come tomorrow. I need you to come next week. I had bookings. Mm-hmm. So when I finished high school, I never worked for anyone. Mm-hmm. I had photography, mm-hmm. and I was taking care of myself mm-hmm. and my family. Mm-hmm. Helping out, buying mm-hmm. groceries sometimes, you know. So do something. I tell people, do something worthwhile mm-hmm. with your time, with mm-hmm. your life. You are not here to waste time. You are here. You are here to make a positive impact, a meaningful life for yourself, for your family, your friends, your loved ones, mm-hmm. and for your future.
Can you direct parents, especially who needs help for their children, maybe they're going through some sort of trauma, their institutions, I know the youth prevention is one, but there are other institutions mm-hmm. that maybe parents could actually tap into to get the mm-hmm. help that they need?
Basically, you have persons at the gender affairs. Mm-hmm. That's Friendly Alley. They do counseling okay. For both male and female.
Okay.
The youth intervention counsel, male and female. You have persons at the probation and at the welfare department. So youth okay. intervention is 562-8417. You can also reach out to a pastor. There are a few counselors in the secondary schools mm-hmm. where you can go and talk. Mm-hmm. Talk. If any child, and I'll say this to a parent, you can get help. Help is available. Find somebody you can trust within your family. It could be a grandma, a grandfather, an aunt, an uncle. Somebody that you know that, hey, he is a responsible, she's a responsible person, and go to them and get help. There are persons in everyday walks of life. Sometimes persons confide in the bus driver mm-hmm. that they can trust, mm-hmm. the barber, a nurse, mm-hmm. a doctor, a pastor, a preacher, yes, mm-hmm. a Sunday school teacher. Mm-hmm. Find help. Help is available. Like some years back, he's in the States now. There was a young man, he was smoking also too. He and his girlfriend just recently break up. So mm-hmm. I guess that stress mm-hmm. was on his mind, in addition to the imbalance of smoking, also the negative effect on smoking. He felt bewildered. He was supposed to go to an area where the supervisor, the boss, the contractor would pick him up, mm-hmm. but he was so disoriented that he did not remember the pickup point.
Wow.
So he walked to police headquarters and told them, the officers there, that he's okay, but he doesn't feel right. Mm. He needs somebody. He feels as if he's losing his mind. Wow. He needs someone to talk to. And somebody mentioned youth intervention. Yes, I need to go youth intervention, because he came there prior. Mm-hmm. And we sit down, my colleague and I, mm-hmm. and we sit down and we talked to him. We prayed with him. We went and buy lunch together. I gave him a book. I don't remember the name of mm-hmm. the book. And I gave it to him so that he could help motivate him and encourage him. I send him messages via WhatsApp. And then sometime after, he told me that he was going to meet his mom in the States. And he did meet her. Went and he called me and tell me that he's with his mother mm-hmm. in the States. So from time to time, periodically, he mm-hmm. sent a text. I sent a text. So I'm glad that he's doing better. Mm-hmm. I have another success. A mom, she texts me and told me that she promised herself every day she's going to, well, not every day, but the progress her son mm-hmm. is making. And I visited their home. I visit her mom home where her son was from time to time. I try to bridge the gap mm-hmm. between the dad and the mom. But the problem is, in a lot of relationships sometimes, the fathers, the mothers, they don't want to forgive about, maybe it might have been a bad breakup. They're more fixated on what she did, what he did, mm-hmm. and the child that is in need of the help, they're not focusing on him or her. Mm. And then it's just like a crack in the road. Mm-hmm. We see too well what happened if you left a crack. Mm-hmm. One small crack, you mm-hmm. may look small today, and then mm-hmm. tomorrow you yeah. become mm-hmm. unbearable, you cannot mm-hmm. pass. Mm-hmm. So it takes more energy and time and money and resources to fix that. So mm-hmm. the earlier you see a child acting out, saying something, behaving a bit abnormal, mm-hmm. get help for him and her. Mm-hmm. Pray for him. Talk to him. Find out. I know you're busy in trying to make ends meet to provide food, tables, on the table, mm-hmm. shelter, whatever the case may be, resources for study. Maybe you might have somebody in the college, maybe you might have somebody in the hospital. It's not easy, but don't make those circumstances too busy for you that you cannot reach out to your child.
Yeah,
and hear him or her out and mm-hmm. get the necessary help that he required, she required, so that you can save your son. And that was my motto. It's still my motto. Saving our youth, saving our future. Preserving our youth is preserving our future.
Right now, parents, guardians, and youths just mm-hmm. need the help. And I liked how you actually stated, you know, it's just talking to, you know, just talk and say what's on your mind. Say mm-hmm. what is bothering you,
yeah,
because
yeah.
we do need to open up and talk to someone.
And it would help prevent mental health,
yes,
anger, mm-hmm. violence, and crime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there any last words that you would like to share with our parents, guardians, and also our youths?
In short, be the best you can be. Be respectful, be responsible, be accountable. The life you save now might be your very own. We are blessed to be a blessing. Mm-hmm. Continuously, wherever, to whoever we come into contact with, whether here in Antigua and Barbuda, the region, and the rest of the world, whether we travel or they come, we are to do good, seek the peace of God, and pursue it. Mm-hmm. Yes? Mm-hmm. He said, righteousness would exalt us, but when sin, mm-hmm. it brings down, mm-hmm. it devalues us. Sin devalue and destroy the fabric of society, which is our family, our husbands and our wives mm-hmm. and our children. So let's lift up one another. Be the best you can be. Yes? Mm-hmm. Forgive so that you'll be forgiven and move forward in a positive way. Yes? I grew up with this analogy, good, better, best, never let it rest. Do not be weary in well-doing. Colossians 3:23 says, whatsoever you do, do heartily unto God and not unto man. Mm-hmm. Yes? So our mandate is to please God, but yes, we are part of his creation, so we must love his creation and do his will. So may the good Lord bless you, cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. May this message be an inspiration to others to arise and shine, for the light of God is come and is risen upon you, as it is written in Isaiah 60 and verses 1. Blessings on you, mm-hmm. one and all, nation of Antigua and Barbuda, the region and the world. Blessings. Take care.
Thanks, Officer Number 26, Clinton Williams, of the Royal Police Force of Antigua Barbuda, for coming and sharing this wealth of information. in finding innovative ways to connect with our teens and build a relationship to effectively support family, society, the world in general,
yes.
Especially in this difficult phase mm-hmm. that we are in. Thank you so very much.
You're most welcome. It was a pleasure to be here. Blessings.
Thanks for listening in on our conversation. We trust that it was beneficial to you as you continue to develop a more meaningful life. Do you have a topic or a guest you would like us to have a conversation with for a future episode on Lighthouse Conversations? We would love to hear your suggestions. Send us a mail at Caribbean Radio Lighthouse, P.O. Box 1057, St. John's, Antigua, or Lighthouse, BIMI, at gmail.com, or give us a call at area code 268-462-1454, or send us a message via WhatsApp or text at area code 268-782-1454. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear Lighthouse Conversations Wednesday at 12:30 p.m. on the Caribbean Radio Lighthouse. If you're in Antigua, you can listen at 92.3 MHz FM. If you're in the Caribbean, you can listen at 1160 kHz AM or listen online at www.radiolighthouse.org from anywhere in the world. Or you can subscribe to this podcast. Looking forward to having you join us next time. Bye-bye.